Free Throws for Kids is an event that's going to be held April 1st of this year at Lakota West High School Gym in Westchester, Ohio. There will be one session from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., a second session from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and a third session from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. It's an awesome event. There's awards, food, music, and what we were looking for right now is we're hoping for team captains. So we're hoping there's some listeners out there that love basketball and they want to help kids in the Cincinnati Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House. And what you do is just get 4 to 10 people and raise $1,250. We take care of all the fundraising part, and they don't have to actually collect the money. So it's just an awesome event.
How did this all get started?
In college, I worked with a hospital because of an event they had called Dance Marathon. And my heart really got connected with the things they do for the hospital, for the family and the kids, how amazing it is. So I was involved with that for 3 years. Senior year of college, I started a bike ride, and to date, it still is around. It they raise about $150,000 a year, and about three to five years ago, I wanted to start something locally here in Westchester because that's where I live, and I wanted it to be something unique. There's a lot of 5Ks out there already, which are really great events, but I wanted something different, so I decided with a couple of my friends. Told them the idea, and we actually reached out to a family at that time who was going through a child they had was very sick and ended up unfortunately passing away. And we reached out to them with some care bags. And I said we could do this for hundreds of people at the hospital. And one thing led to another, and Free Throws for Kids was born. And first year we raised about $40,000, which was pretty good. Our second year we raised about $100,000. Last year we raised $123,000. And this year our goal was to raise $130,000. With the money, we did two really cool things. So each year we surprise 800 kids and families at the Cincinnati and Dayton Children's Hospital with care bags. And in those care bags are fuel cards, toiletries, books, cafeteria gift cards, food gift cards, and more. And then secondly, we actually purchased a salad bar for the Ronald McDonald House. And each month we pay $1,500 to stock the food for that salad bar, which allows every single weekday, every month, all year long, for 80 families a day to have a nice, healthy eating choice at the Ronald McDonald House.
So you've been able to do a lot with the $275,000 that you've been able to raise. So it's an event that's been growing every year.
Yes, yeah, it really has. It's been fantastic. Most teams return each year. Each team grows a little bit each year, and it's just been amazing.
And you mentioned that you need team captains and that it's kind of broken up into three sessions. So how does the day go?
The day starts out, like I said, the first session's at 9 a.m., and we actually bring in a family that has received a gift bag before the actual session starts. We have a Star Spangled Banner, so, you know, we kind of make it a fun event. And then teams start shooting their free throws. So each team collectively shoots 500 free throws. So if your team, you can have 4 to 10 people on your team. So if you have 10 people, each person would shoot 50 free throws. And you keep track of your free throws. We have live scoring with a big screen TV, so you can see where your team is as the event is going on. So we kind of make it fun. The winner that has the most free throws that they made gets a prize. And then each team lets their best shooter of their team have a shootout at the end, in which we also give out a prize. And then during all this, we have like kind of a separate contest where you, for $20, you get 10 free throws. For each free throw that you make, you get a raffle ticket, and we have tons of prizes. We're going to be giving away a Keurig machine, Silver Bullet, smoothie maker, and there's going to be tons of other prize bags and gift cards. So it's just an awesome event. Teams have a blast, like I said. And this is all on one court. So we have 24 hoops set up on one big high school gym. So it's definitely everybody that comes says it's something that they've never seen, because 24 hoops and 24 teams all shooting at the same time, and well, there's plenty of space in between hoops, and it's very organized going into its fourth year.
So if someone is interested in being a team captain, what do they need to do right now?
The best thing that would be to go to our website, which is ftfk.org. Again, that's ftfk.org, which is obviously short for Free Throws for Kids. And they'll see a link for team captains, and you can just click the Register Now button. And then from there, you share that link with your friends and families to join your team. And then, like I said, we honestly take it from there. We set up a fundraising packet to each shooter, and everything is online as well. So you can get online donations as well as donations from these packets we send out. The money is sent directly to Free Throws for Kids, and then and we send out a weekly email to kind of guide you through the process. But it's people love it.
Anything else that you wanted to add or that you could tell us about the event?
Yeah, just the fact that, you know, giving those 800 care bags out each year, the response we get from these families is just amazing. Like, we know that we're not changing the health of their child, but to reach out and surprise these families and just show, you know, our love and hope to these families, it has really touched a lot of these families, and so much in that a lot of these, I wouldn't say a lot, but a good amount of families have come back and, again, spoken at the event and even taken it a step forward where they've actually been on and gotten a team together and been a part of the event to kind of pay it forward.
The care bags, I mean, these are kind of things to make it a little bit easier on them during a very difficult time. So it's fuel cards, books, gift cards to the cafeteria, just anything that can maybe ease their problems a little bit during, a difficult time for them.
Absolutely. Toiletries, you know, full-size shampoo and conditioner and lotions and toothpaste. And that sounds very simple to us, but when your child gets admitted into the hospital, a lot of times it's without any planning. And the last thing they have time for, the last thing they want to worry about is running out to get the simple toiletry items or to be able to order a Papa John's pizza with the gift card we give. And so just walk down and have a couple free meals at the cafeteria gift card, using the cafeteria gift cards. And then again, a lot of the families that receive these gift bags are actually staying at the Ronald McDonald House. So then they go back each night and they're able to get that fresh, healthy salad at the Free Throw for Kids salad bar.
Back to the team captains one more time. How many people are you looking for at this point?
We're hoping for 72 teams. If we get the 72 teams, there's no doubt in my mind we'll raise the $130,000. Right now we have about 55 team captains committed, so we definitely need the community's help to get it full and get it to that 72 teams.
All right, Mark, anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I really appreciate you having me on, and again, we would love the community support, and could really use some people out there to rally around us and get those sessions full.